Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Going to go on. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ed Raymer for the Edmund Lee Raymer Show. Turn myself up here just so I can hear through my headphones a little better. That's the question tonight. I said here in front of you, I'm going it alone. I'm doing this intentionally. I've Facebooked some of you. I've got some clips that I'm going to play for you. Now, I know I have some Republican folks out there that are listening, and I'm talking to you primarily, okay? I want you to listen to what we've pulled up here. Now, the latest little fiasco of Mr. Trump is, the Nobel Peace Prize, okay, of which he didn't win. And, well, the truth of the matter is I won it, and I will be accepting the prize tomorrow. Oh, I hope I don't cry. How ignorant. I mean, you don't politic for the Nobel Peace Prize. You don't, advertise and campaign. Anyway, I'll tell you what. Let's get this thing going, okay? I'll tell you what. Let's kick it off. We'll go into the show here in a minute, Connor, okay? Connor's on the board. I'm here by myself tonight, and I did it intentionally. Again, you ready? My name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer. On your Good Neighbor station, News Radio, WGNS.
And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. The show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the Great Volunteer State, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right off the square. You can reach me tonight with your questions and your comments at 615-893-1450. I want to hear from some of you people tonight, please. 615-893-1450. Now, you can also send a text to that number, and Connor, our producer, will be glad to read it over the air, or he'll give it to me, and I'll read it, whatever. If you don't want to be heard live on the air, we understand. Well, if you don't want to identify yourself, that's fine. And, of course, now you can also watch us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live. We're on there right now, News Radio WGNS. That's how you can find us. As I always say, my wife listens on Alexa, Stitcher. You can find us a number of different ways. Go to the Internet. You can Google my name. It should take you to it. There's a number of ways you can listen online. Free of charge. No cost you a penny. Go to WGNSradio.com and then scroll over to the Listen Live, okay? And you can download WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Angela Bingham is Angela, and Angie are still here. They're in the other room, and they're doing some things for a thing they've got coming up, I think, later this week. Always doing a great job taking care of people, feeding people, taking care of the community, doing what they're supposed to do. I want to go to, if we can, let's go to our first commercial break, if we can, and get and do that, do two or three commercials, and then I will be back. And, folks, get you a cup of coffee and listen in. Do the old-time radio thing. And take a listen. I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. This is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Take us to a break, Connor.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
CT scans in children, especially those that image bones where bone marrow is found, increase the risk for certain cancers, a new study finds. The more scans the kids have, the greater the risk. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, explains what was done.
They were able, by the scan that was done, to do an estimation of the radiation dose, particularly to bones that contain bone marrow. What they found was almost 3,000 blood-type cancers were diagnosed. The majority of them were lymphomas, often associated with radiation exposure, so that's not particularly surprising. They believe that accounted for as many as 10.1% of all cancers in children were, they believe, a consequence of getting X-ray studies, CAT scans.
Nelson points out that what the study didn't identify was why kids were getting CT and other imaging in the first place, although the study did factor in possible pre-existing cancers. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
Cosmetic surgery is booming. Lawsuits from injured patients have followed. I'm Zach Dyer, and this is your KFF Health News Minute. Lawsuits have alleged surgeons lacked adequate training, had histories of malpractice, or had been penalized by state medical boards. Surgeons sued multiple times have still managed to get jobs at some cosmetic surgery chains. No government agency tracks injury or complication rates at cosmetic surgery clinics. That leaves many patients in the dark about who's operating on them. Millions of people could dodge new Medicaid work rules because, well, there aren't enough jobs where they live. By 2027, some Medicaid enrollees will have to prove they're working, volunteering, or studying to keep their health benefits. But counties with high unemployment rates can ask the federal government for an exemption for their residents. It's not clear how many people will get a pass, but it could be as many as 4.6 million. There's more at kffhealthnews.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
All right, we are back. Ed Raymer with you with the Edmund Lee Raymer Show. Folks, I want you Republicans out there to listen up. Are you people that are on the fence? Are you people that are sitting down on either side of the fence? I want you to listen to this show tonight, please. I'm really asking you. Call your neighbors. Call your friends. I want to play you some stuff because most of you folks, and I understand, you're working through the week. You got kids in school. Just please sit down for just a few minutes and listen to what we've got here. Now, the first thing I'm going to have Connor play for you, it's from a guy by the name of Jesse Dollemore, D-O-L-L-E-M-O-R-E. Jesse's a former Marine, okay, which says a lot. And I want you to listen to the people he's brought in here. And bear with us. Now, I have gone over all these, and I don't believe there's any foul language in them. I don't believe there was one that was questionable. But we'll take them as they come. But Jesse's mostly pretty clean guy. And I want you to hear this. It's been a few days since I listened. Connor, go ahead with it if you would, please.
Let's take stock of where we are in the country very briefly before I get to this. We're in a situation where the President of the United States has been credibly accused of abusing children, with his decade and a half long best friend, a convicted pedophile, trafficker, sex trafficker of children. He's floating pardoning that particular Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficker, considering pardoning that person's co-conspirator in the crime, Ghislaine Maxwell. And there has now been accusations, charges, claims that there are photos of Donald Trump, clothed Donald Trump, thankfully, with an assortment, a number of half-naked young women, girls. We don't know because we haven't seen the photos. That's where we are in the United States of America right now. And I want to remind you of what took place the other day during the oversight hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee, having Pam Bondi, the attorney general there, when Sheldon Whitehouse, senator from Rhode Island, made this claim, asked the question, does the FBI have possession of these photos and have you seen them? If they do. Now, I want to remind you that her answer was not an answer. It was just a series of pre-formulated, pre-canned remarks, attacks on the senator rather than actually answering the question. And then I'm going to get to video of Michael Wolff, the Trump biographer, the prolific writer who, up to this point, I can't point to anything he's been wrong about, but all of the wild claims that he's made have turned out to be true. This guy, you can say what you will about him, doesn't seem to be a liar to me. First, let's start with Sheldon Whitehouse. Just the other day, as a reminder, there'll be a timer on the clip. You can see it. If you've already seen it, you don't want to be reminded, you can skip ahead and we'll move on.
Let me ask you something else. There's been public reporting that Jeffrey Epstein showed people photos of President Trump with half-naked young women. Do you know if the FBI found those photographs in their search of Jeffrey Epstein's safe or premises or otherwise? Have you seen any such thing?
You know, Senator Whitehouse, you sit here and make salacious remarks, once again trying to slander President Trump left and right, when you're the one who was taking money from one of Epstein's closest confidants, I believe, I could be wrong, correct me, Reid Hoffman, who was with Jeffrey Epstein on multiple occasions.
Now, watch this.
But let's just go back and let me just say, because what they're talking about, the pictures.
Yep.
The pictures are are pictures. I am one of the people who has seen these pictures. And these are pictures that Jeffrey Epstein would take out of his safe and kind of display on his dining room table, almost as you would playing cards. This amused him to have these pictures.
Okay, so Michael, I want you to set the scene for us.
But then our conversation rolled on into when, starting in 2015 and then into 2016, when Trump became what many people obviously were talking about because he was running for president, but Epstein was particularly focused because he and Trump had been the closest of friends for more than a decade, and Epstein fancied himself a real Trump whisperer, that he understood Donald Trump. And in my experience, he was one of the more insightful people about Trump. And I have spoken to a lot of people about Donald Trump. But at any rate, in the course of one of these discussions about Trump, he left the room and then came back holding in his hands about a dozen Polaroid snapshots.
Oh, they're Polaroids. They're Polaroids.
Well, in my mind, they're Polaroid. I'm not 100% sure that they were, but they had those crenellated edges like a Polaroid. In my mind, these are Polaroids, but they certainly are snapshots. And then he kind of like a deck of cards, kind of displayed them on the table. And there were specifically three that I remember. And this is now almost 10 years ago. So, but the three that I remember are two in which topless young women, and I don't know the ages of these women, but they are young, are sitting in Trump's lap. And this is outside Jeffrey Epstein's house in Palm Beach around the swimming pool.
Okay. And is Trump dressed? Is he at what?
Trump is dressed. And in mind's eye, it's kind of golfy,
right, golf leisure wear
attire. But right. And then in the third picture, there is, and so he's wearing light pants. There is a or tannish pants, and there's a stain on the front of his trousers, and the girls, four or five. As I remember, are pointing at the stain and laughing, and that is what I remember. And then Epstein would have returned these pictures to the safe, because I actually asked them, "Where do you keep these pictures?" And he said, "In the safe." And later, when Trump was elected president, and I tried to encourage Epstein to do something with these pictures, he said, I can't now. I may be such and such, but I'm not crazy." Implying that he had some reason to fear the wrath of Donald Trump.
And even in that clip, he's intimating that Jeffrey Epstein was afraid of what could come. And where's Jeffrey Epstein now? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't know if Jeffrey Epstein killed himself or was killed by nefarious forces. Well, there's certainly a lot of questions that are valid and reasonable. Speculation might they be, but I don't know. I do know that among the people that I trust and among the people I don't trust, if we're looking at Michael Wolff or Donald Trump, Trump's in the don't trust category, and Michael Wolff would be somebody that I do trust and believe until otherwise proven. What are we going to do here as a nation? We got the midterms coming up. We have an opportunity to change the makeup of who runs the country, to actually hold Donald Trump accountable through impeachment and removal in the Senate. But it's going to take our participation as an electorate to stand up and say, no more. This isn't about policy debate on taxation. This isn't about who runs the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is about our soul as a country, as a republic. Who are we going to choose to lead us?
So, who are you? Who are we going to choose, Liz? Has any elected official said, you know, enough? Well, how long does this go on? And I'm talking about locally. I'm talking about right here. How long do you people stick your head in the sand? Okay? I mean, this thing has, you know, I want to play you. I've heard about this Nobel Peace Prize this week. Is this the one on the Nobel Peace Prize coming up? Okay, thank you, Connor. I'll get to it in just a second. He has gone out and campaigned for a Nobel Peace Prize. I've never heard of such in my life. Most people get a Nobel Prize because it's more than just the Nobel Peace Prize. They give it for what? Medicine, for many things. Many Nobel Prizes are given out for many things. Okay? And a lot of people that get them, okay, I didn't know. For example, I think President Carter got one once. I didn't even know he got it. I didn't know. I didn't know when, did Barack Obama get one, I believe. I don't know, and I'm just throwing names. But who are these people get these? I didn't know. They didn't go out and put an ad on the, you know, on a billboard. You know? Okay? We're going to play, here's a quick, a very quick piece from the Nobel Laureates Association, I'll call it, and whatever that is. And I want you to listen to this. They take a question, the gentleman does, from this reporter in the audience. Connor, play it if you will, please. Take a listen to this.
Past months, U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly said he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and he'd like to have it. He even said that it would be an insult to the United States if he doesn't get it. What does your, as the chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, think of this, and how has this campaign-like activity by the president and his supporters domestically and internationally affected the deliberations and the thinking in the committee?
In the long history of the Nobel Peace Prize, I think this committee have seen any type of campaign, media attention. We receive thousands and thousands of letters every year of people wanting to say what for them leads to peace. This committee sits in a room filled with the portraits of all laureates, and that room is filled with both courage and integrity. So we base only our decision on the work and the will of Alfred Nobel.
Living in a world where we have less and less democracies and more authoritarian regime means that the world is also getting more unsafe. And we believe that peace, democracy, is a precondition for peace. And so, yes, that is the message to the world. We need to support the democratic forces also on behalf of peace. As quoted in the announcement texts, in the long history of the prize, brave women and men from around the world have stood up against repression again and again. That is a key element of the Peace Prize, and we've seen it once again, that Maria Machado has been a unifying leader of the opposition in Venezuela, and what they did in the election of 2024 was incredible, and it gives hope to an entire country. You're now touching upon some of the absolutely most difficult dilemmas in working with Greenland. This is the discussion we have every year for all candidates, particularly when the person who receives the prize is in fact in hiding because of serious threats to her life. She is very active in Venezuela, has been, and will be. And so we are also taking the consideration that this prize will support her cause and not limit it. Again, a question of security. It's too early to say. We always hope to have the laureate with us in Oslo, but this is a serious security situation which needs to be handled first. Thank you.
I did not get that gentleman's name, but he is there in Oslo. I'm sorry, what is it? Jürgen Wein Friednes?
Jürgen Friednes,
okay. I'll leave it at that. Chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize. He's the chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. About as diplomatic an answer as you can find. Okay. In other words, he's not at, you know, they're not paying much attention to campaigns. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. I deserve it. I think I deserve it. Are you out of your mind? How long? I want to hear from you, Republicans. I want to hear your argument for why you continue to support this man. That's all I'm asking. Why do you continue to support the current president of the United States? I'm not asking why if you support the United States. I support the United States. I support our troops. I support all of our people. I always support our president to a point. But when you start sending National Guard troops into cities like Chicago, Memphis, I had a whole other slew of stuff I could have done on Memphis, but I'm not going to do it tonight. Okay? When, you know, the people, you know, I see a mayor in Memphis, he's making the announcement, and there stands our governor over his left shoulder, grinning from ear to ear, just tickled to death because he's doing every single thing that Donald Trump wanted him to do, that Donald Trump ordered him to do. Okay? I don't have time for it. Okay? It is unbelievable that a man would campaign for a Nobel Peace Prize. I've never heard of this in my life. I deserve it. I believe I deserve it. Yeah, I believe I deserve to have top honors here at WGNS too, but I don't get them. Well, I really don't believe that, no. No, I'd be alive if I said it. I don't believe that, no. Lady that's on before me, Miss Angela Bingham with and Angie Marie with Simplicity, they get far more listeners than I do. And I don't mind it. I'm happy for them. They do. And I support them. And I encourage you to listen. They're on every Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Take a listen to them. These ladies are doing something. They're in there right now preparing for another event. They stay late. They work hard. A lot of it with their own personal money, by the way. They're not out here with their hand out. I appreciate them. And I hope you do, too. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead, please.
Mr. Raymer, how are you?
Hello, is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Raymer? How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
Well, just doing a little bit of show tonight. He's campaigning for everything else. We expect you not campaign for that. I mean.
Well, I guess you're right.
He came down the escalator, so I mean. to get a Nobel Prize, guess who's gonna come down and get a Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, it's got to be in dynamite or vaccine with air. That's what Alfred Nobel invented. Is that true?
That's what Nobel invented. He invented dynamite. Yeah.
Dynamite. I mean, anything more explosive than dynamite. Dynamite or Donald Trump, I don't know what's more explosive.
Lordy. Jeff, I know you do. You don't normally do politics, and I don't want to force you into anything. But we've had a slow week. Kids have been off this week. And that's good for fall break. But you're going to get back into the groove this coming Friday, this week. What you got on the agenda?
I was a little bit. We had the state golf tournament finished up. Volleyball's been going on, so that golf's over. But, you know, volleyball and soccer's going to start there. But they've continued it, but they'll start their postseason really. The public schools will this week.
Okay.
Football just started again Friday night. You know, they got 3 weeks left in the playoffs, so it won't be too much longer. We'll have playoff games in November. So, everybody complains about football when it starts, and then they complain about what week it is during the season. I've never heard so many people say, "Oh, it's week six already." Well, what week do you want it to be?
Are we already for the high school kids? Are we already halfway through the season, basically?
It's all over halfway. Over half.
Okay.
We got three weeks left here. Some people have two, but I mean, it's every year. It's, you know, football, these things. Oh, we can't wait for it to start, and then when it's over, well, you know, so I don't know, everything. So, but you know, it's just the way it goes. I'm sure you heard about Penn State and the UAB firing their coaches today. Dilfer's gone. He coached Lipscomb for a while with UAB. You remember that?
I did not. No, I'm not familiar with that.
But
no.
He coached Lipscomb for 4 years. Got the UAB job. Stayed there 3 years. Got fired today. He won a Super Bowl. He's an NFL quarterback. Won a Super Bowl.
But right.
Won a Super Bowl. So, but he got the coaching carousel's already started in college. So, you know, that's just the way it. If you don't win, it don't matter what NIL or whatever you got. If you don't win, you're not gonna stay around. So, you know.
That's true.
It don't matter. Even though I know Steve Reynolds got all the money to pay for them Tennessee players, he got all the money to pay for them. So,
yeah.
And everything else.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a lot of. I was gonna ask you what you think about the 7th District this week, Payne, and what's the other guy, Epps, Van Epps. What do you think about that race, Payne or Van Epps, in the December there?
Well, you're talking about Afton Bain.
Primary there.
I never did get the numbers on that. Did her numbers add up more than his, or how did that work out?
I know it was about even the early vote, and I don't know what the election was, but
right.
I know she won, and Van Epps, which you know who endorsed him, true.
Yeah, of course, Trump. I'm convinced Trump endorsed anybody that's killed a bunch of people.
He's endorsed it. Well, of course, I did see one Democrat. The one Democrat was running to get, I think it was Maine, the congressman, and you were talking about Democrat ads on TV. That's the only one I did see. Maine didn't run a lot. I don't think he really had to, but I'm not sure how the general is going to work out. It's going to be in December, so any off-year election, it's hard to get people out. So
they're going to have to get up and vote. They're going to have to, you know.
I mean, it's just hard to get them out. On these off-years, it's hard to. I mean, I wish more would come out, but it's hard to get them out.
I'm telling you. With the mess we're going through right now with Trump, I don't know that they get it. I just don't know that they get it, you know. But
yeah, well, I know what you mean. Like I said, the next year, the midterms are a big deal, and it will be. But like I said, all these off-year elections aren't there. I mean, and like I said, it's only going to be only one in first part of Congress. And I did want to ask you, did you see where Pearson, the guy in Tennessee, said, he's running for Cohen's seat. You see that?
Yes. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I haven't had time to digest that yet. Now, I haven't seen the papers today. I'm just wondering, you know, is it worth it?
I don't know. I started the big article, but would it be he's definitely going to try to run against Cohen, or if Cohen's retired, or if he's going to definitely run for a seat in the.
Well, I know he's been there a long time, but it would be hard to get Cohen out because he's pretty comfortable in that seat.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty comfortable. So we don't have too many Democrats, so we got to get the ones we can get. And also, before I go, I told you today, but there's the No Kings protest this weekend at the courthouse Saturday from 2 to 4 at Russ County Courthouse. And there's nothing going to be over there by the avenue. I think Nene's Cafe and Chill over there.
Right, the No Kings, well. The No Kings place. Yeah,
No Kings,
right.
By the Trump administration, they're going to have a couple protests this weekend. That Indivisible group is going to
Is doing it. Yeah,
it's doing it. It's
that's right.
He's going to go to the courthouse from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 18th. So, if you want to go over in peaceful protest, that's what it's about.
Right. Yeah. Don't bring any trouble with you. Just go over to common protest.
Don't bring any orange or bull on anything. y'all hang in there, everybody. Have a good weekend. Talk to you soon. See you.
Jeff, I'll talk to you this week. Thank you. Jeff Neal, supporter of this station, supporter of this radio broadcast. I appreciate him. And, Indivisible, they're having the No Kings March, and you can look that up on Facebook and go to Indivisible here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, whatever it may be, and they'll be glad to give you, prompt you and tell you, you know, where they're going to be, what time, all that, you know, and all the good stuff that goes with it. One at the courthouse, session at the courthouse, another will be at the Avenue. And they're looking for a big turnout there. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go. I'll tell you what. I want you to play, if you can. Now, this is from YouTube. All this is courtesy of YouTube, by the way. Jesse Dollimore, thank you for that piece that I downloaded there. And, of course, it came from YouTube. And the Nobel Peace Prize, by the way, of course, that was made by them, and I appreciate it. And this next one is from YouTube, and I think this is from MSNBC. Jen Psaki put this on her broadcast. You got to pull it up, Connor. But his Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, decided he would go on C-SPAN. I don't know who told him to do that. And he took some questions. You're going to listen to this. Take a listen to this and see what you think. Go ahead, Connor. Play this. Go ahead.
Now over a week into this government shutdown, and for some reason, I don't know why, someone in Speaker Mike Johnson's office thought that today of all days should be the day to make little Mike the first Speaker of the House in 24 years to answer live questions on C-SPAN.
And as a Republican, I'm very disappointed in my party, and I'm very disappointed in you because you do have the power to call the House back. You did that, or you refused to do that just for a show. I am begging you to pass this legislation. My kids could die. We don't have the credit because of the medical bills that I have to pay regularly. You could stop this, and you could be the one that could say military is getting paid. And I think that it is awful, and the audacity of someone who makes six figures a year to do this to military families is insane.
All right, Samantha.
Samantha, I'm so sorry to hear about your situation. If we did another a vote on the floor to pay troops, it's not a lawmaking exercise.
Do you
Okay, let me say this. The lady that called in on C-SPAN, she is a Republican, okay? All right, let's go back to Jen Psaki. Go ahead.
I'm going to have a conversation with them when I get back. I mean, that was a Republican mother from a military family blasting Mike Johnson justifiably for refusing to pay the troops. And the timeline for that comes up next week on October 15th. And things did not get much better for Mike Johnson from there.
My question is, if Republicans and Democrats can agree to a one-year extension to the ACA subsidies, removing this sort of talking point of illegal immigrants draining our resources as you sit here and lie about this, would you support that bill and bring it to a vote on the House floor? This is a big question that I have for you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, not lying. I'm telling you the truth, and you can go look at all the documents yourself. Don't look at Republican paperwork. Look at the Congressional Budget Office.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to deny everything, and as he does. Okay. Now, these are Republicans that are questioning a Republican Speaker of the House. Okay. And I don't know who advised the Speaker, Mike Johnson, to go sit for that. I don't know. Oh, me. Tell you what to do. I've got a bunch more here. I got to what I wanted to get to in the meat of that. Let's go to the next one. Now, this one is for a union leader. He blasts Trump over the shutdown chaos. Okay, now this is about 6 minutes. And now they had a lot of rain with this. So when you hear the background noise, it's very evident. And that's part of this audio. So please bear with them. They got caught in the middle of a rainstorm. And Connor's going to play this for you. Go ahead, Connor.
Irwin, come on down.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Despite this rain, I'm going to persevere.
All right.
So I'm the national president of NEFI, National Federation of Federal Employees. Represent 110,000 federal workers nationwide. First, I want to thank federal employees for the incredible work that they do every single day. They're keeping our military ready, caring for our cherished veterans, caring for all of our national parks and forests and lands, maintaining our national security, and literally countless other essential tasks that the American people rely on. So I'm proud to be here with all my friends here in labor today. Wow, thank you. Thank you to all these leaders and workers from all of these different sectors standing in solidarity with federal employees. You know, we can't thank you enough for that. So our hardworking civil servants and the American people who rely on their work every day, they deserve better than what they are getting from their elected leaders in this country right now. Once again, our dedicated federal employees, who are the backbone of this country, are being used as political pawns. These are middle-class folks. Nearly one-third of federal employees are veterans, and they are being treated like dirt by our elected leaders who cannot seem to do their jobs and reach an agreement on spending. That's their first job to do, and they don't seem to give a damn about it. We are a week into this shutdown, and from the looks of things, there is no end in sight. Hold that up a little higher. Now, don't get it wrong. Federal employees make 25% less than private sector workers doing the exact same jobs. Many federal employees live paycheck to paycheck and cannot sustain any time with suspended pay. We got a lot of folks out in the Forest Service, Park Service, and other low paid. GS3 is making $32,000 a year. They can't afford to go without pay for any period of time. They won't be able to feed their families. They're not going to be able to pay their rent. They're not going to be able to buy medicine. They're not going to be able to do any of the things that they need to do. They're living close to poverty already. We can't allow this shutdown to go on for weeks on end like it did in 2019. Now, to make matters worse for federal employees, just days ago, the Trump administration directed agencies to consider widespread firings due to this shutdown. Now, the law is very clear. This administration has no new authority to engage in mass layoffs because of a government shutdown. This means that the administration is doing one of two things. Either they intend to violate the law, okay, and when the president violates the law, he's violating the Constitution. Article 2, Section 3 says he must faithfully execute the laws of this country. So he intends to either violate the law or he was just grating, frightening, antagonizing hardworking federal employees whose only crime is caring and wanting to work for the American people.
Right.
It's despicable. Dang. One second.
Sorry, man.
Boy, all right. Well, I lost my last page. Let me see if I can wrap this up. What has been happening is illegal. OMB Director Vogt has done, you know, the president came out just yesterday, okay? And he says, I'm going to pick and choose which federal employees that I give back pay to. Okay, so once again, he is indicating that he's going to violate the law and do something that's unconstitutional and despicably, not treat people fairly like we should in this country, okay? But decide, pick and choose whether he's going to give back pay to the federal employees that he likes and not give federal employees to the ones that he doesn't like, okay? The president, his job is to serve this country, not treat the U.S. Treasury like his private piggy bank. That's the American people's money. How dare you go out there and say, I'm gonna give back pay to the people that I like and not for the people that I don't like. We are in a dangerous spot in this country when the president thinks that he can just, ignore laws that are written in plain English. That law that you must give back pay to federal employees, okay? That is written in plain English, and he's just telling the American people that he's gonna ignore it, okay? Nobody, I don't care who you are, I don't care what side of the aisle on, it doesn't matter. You got a constitution, you gotta faithfully execute the constitution, and he's ignoring it. Yeah. And so both parties and every American should be furious with the threats that this president is making to federal employees in this country. Okay? So Congress, do your damn job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do your damn job and pass a budget. That's gonna require a little compromise.
Yeah.
It's not a one-sided thing. If you don't have a bill, you haven't done your job.
Yeah.
Okay. How much longer, folks? What about it, Republicans? How much longer? How many of you are laid off right here in Rutherford County because of government shutdown? How many? You know, phone's not ringing. How about Republicans? I don't hear anything from you. Boy, I hear nothing there. I don't hear anything from Democrats tonight. I don't know. Maybe nobody's listening. That's fine, too. I can handle that. I started out with nothing. I'll walk out with nothing. Make no difference to me. I'm trying to give you some information to make you get up off your backside and go vote. And vote for people that make a difference. And you people around here that's in positions of, you know, local government, do your job. Okay? Do your job. Okay? And, you know, it's not that hard to understand. Take a look at where we are. Okay? Take a look at where we are. Do you have a caller? We have a caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes, this is Mark Riddle.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I just wanted you to know I was listening. There's people out here listening. Some of us are just at a loss for what to say, honestly. And I tell you, one thing I'm going to say, because we don't have long, is...
No, you've actually got nine. You've actually got more than 9 minutes tonight, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then maybe I'll talk.
No, go ahead.
For a while.
Go ahead.
You know, we obviously know there's factions that voted for him for greed. There's factions that voted for him because he doesn't like the same people they don't like. But there's some people, I think, and maybe some of these people like called in C-SPAN, who said, you know, we're looking for somebody that will do what they say they'll do, even if not all of it's good.
Right.
And one of the things he did was go in and start all that executive order stuff on all those things he promised immediately. You know, so I think the Democrat Party needs a... I'd be civil because we're on the radio. A strong personality.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that will not sugarcoat stuff.
Exactly.
And also, yeah. I think we've got, as a party, we've got to do more things that are important to more people instead of, I think sometimes we go a little bit too far extreme left with some of the causes. And some people have absolutely no interest in those causes, if you know what I mean.
I think it's a valid, I think you're exactly right. I agree.
Yeah. I think we've got to get somebody that will be just doesn't care what people think about him, just like he did, and, you know, fight fire with fire. I mean, I just am absolutely
amazed
that we've gotten to this point that people have let us go for this long yet.
Right. And here's the thing, Mark. I never was much for hiring a person and being made to hire a person simply based on the color of their skin.
Yeah.
If they can do the job, fine. If they can't do the job, then maybe we can find something farther down the trough, you know.
Right.
I don't mean to be, I mean, it's crazy.
The problem with that is that too many people don't understand the unlevel playing field that we all start from.
Sure, I understand that, I do.
When we start blaming all that, you know, diversity, blah, 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 all that stuff, you know, there are truly people who are not able to apply for things, not able to get things, not able to get the education, all those things that some of us are.
Right.
So I don't have any problem with a little bit of let's level the playing field.
I agree.
But it's real easy to say immigrants are ruining your life. People that get quota stuff is ruining your jobs, why you don't have one, and scare people to voting for you.
Right. I agree.
But I think we need to get up there and say, now, look what you've gotten yourselves into with the guy you elected. You better let us get you out of it. And let somebody that's just as bad as he is on this side tell people, all right, let's get it straight.
Well, I think your point is made by people that voted for President Obama maybe twice and then turn around and voted for Trump.
Exactly.
What a difference.
Exactly.
You know, they're looking for something, and I think you're right on target. Yes. Is this what we're looking for? Mark, I don't think so. I don't, you know, I mean, I didn't vote for the man to start with, you know, what, 10 years ago, whatever it was now.
At all, but I have watched what he does, and he has certainly had some good marketing, you know.
Yeah, well, he's trampled all over the Constitution. I mean, as I started this broadcast out, he campaigned for the Nobel Peace Prize. I never heard anybody doing that in my life. I think I deserve it.
Yes, I've seen him on those clips where he does that.
I mean,
and there also was a clip on Facebook tonight of all the things he said, nobody knows this better than I do.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like 70 subjects that he says, nobody knows it better than I do. You
know, I understand.
Nobody else will brag on him. He has to brag on himself.
I agree. Well, he's getting to that point even now because Speaker Johnson, if you just heard the tapes that I played from Jen Psaki, there are Republicans calling him up saying, you know, my kids are in trouble, you know.
Yeah. You're going to pay Congress, but you're not going to pay the troops. And we can't buy drugs for the kids and stuff, you know.
Right.
Get your head together. Let's do this right.
Well, by keeping them shut down, too, Jen, as Mike Johnson doesn't have to swear in the Democrat that won that seat, and that's starting to tilt power.
Concession, I get it all. I mean, you know, there's no doubt that it's all wrong. That you know, we're being run over roughshod. But I'm just saying that you know we've got to get some mainstream issues, take a stand on it, have some people who are strong enough to stand up to criticism and not care what people think about them and be a jerk, if you will.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it's time me and you had that cup of coffee, or maybe they ought to put on a pot of coffee.
I think we probably ought to.
And each of us get a pad and a pencil and sit down and start pulling out, you know, getting some ideas off each other. Mark,
all right,
little,
Ed,
thank
it's
you,
a
Mark.
Pleasure talking to you. I'm glad I didn't interrupt any good
news
tonight.
No.
Although you had a good show tonight, I like what you said, and every now and then you ought to be by yourself.
I chose to be intentionally. I truly did. I didn't want.
I wanted to do this and play these
clips, and they come from much higher, you know, people up, higher up the economic ladder than me. Okay, Mark Riddle, thank you very much. I appreciate you. And I'll be talking to you.
All right, Ed. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Mark Riddle, good supporter of this broadcast. We got another caller. We have one more caller. Caller, go ahead. You got 3 minutes.
Hey, Ed, it's Terry over in K-Town.
Hello, Terry over in Knoxville, Tennessee. How you doing? I guess pretty good this weekend. Tennessee won their game.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. I wanted to make a few points before the show was over.
Okay.
Number one, do you know where the federal government gets the money to keep the government going when the government is shut down?
To my knowledge, they have it printed at the press.
No, they borrow from federal employees' pensions under the Thrift Savings Plan.
Great. Yeah, like they need to be borrowing any money anyway.
So if it wasn't for the Federal Employees Pension Program, their thrift savings plan, the country would go bankrupt.
Right.
Secondly, I'd like just to ask the people here that's listening, why in the world would Pete Hegseth allow a foreign country to build a base or a post on one of our bases? And that's what he's doing. He's going to let Qatar build a base. What in the world's going on? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But with Qatar, I'm thinking that Trump has always wanted the plaza in Gaza, if you know what I mean.
Maybe they're going to build another jet for him, huh?
I guess. You know, I at $500 million apiece, I can see him getting on board for something like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. It's utterly ridiculous.
People better register to vote. I'm telling you, you're going to lose this country if you don't.
I agree. You're not only this time going to lose an election, you're exactly right. We may lose the country. You know?
And won't be any way to get back.
Terry, if you ever get down here, give us a call. Me and you and Mark Riddle will sit down, maybe even Jeff Neal, and have a long cup of coffee. Okay.
Okay. You have a good evening.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Terry Levingston in Knoxville. He's had a pretty good weekend. Tennessee won. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Terry take us off the air tonight. Thank you all. I didn't mean to go on a long rant, but I want you to know these things are important. And I did intentionally play these where I didn't bring a guest in, didn't want to take time on that. And I appreciate the calls. And I would appreciate some calls from people on the other side. I'd like to hear your – I want to hear your argument for putting up with this guy. I want to hear it. I really do. I'm going to let Connor take us out. Connor, take us out on some breaks, if you would, please. And then I'll tell you what. Till next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.